The question was asked, may one go to watch a movie where he will see, in that movie he will see women, assuming the women are dressed modestly, right?
Okay.
So firstly, most movies, the women aren't dressed modestly. So you have problem number one over there. We will not discuss the whole idea of walking into a movie theater, which is its own topic, but we will assume that you're going to see something which everyone is dressed modestly. So we are not allowed to look with intent at a woman. And it doesn't matter if it is her pinky or it is any other part of her. A person can see a woman. I mean, you come to the cash register and there's a woman behind the cash register, you don't have to look down at the floor. I mean, you can talk to the person. But you're not allowed to look her over. You're not allowed to look and see what does she look like. You could see, but not look at. Now, you are right in inferring from our previous discussion about listening to women on a tape recorder, that when you go to a movie theater, what you see, the lights on the screen, there's no woman there. So technically, you could say, well, I could see anything because I'm not seeing a woman. So then what would be wrong with pornography? There's no woman here, right?
Yeah,
so there's another prohibition, meaning there are two separate prohibitions. There's one, you shouldn't see a woman, and then there's another prohibition that you should not do something which will, a person should not do something which will cause him to be aroused. And that, it doesn't matter if it's a movie or anything else. So technically you're right. When he's looking at the screen, he is not staring at a woman. He's staring at a wall that has lights on it to the shape of a woman. So you can't say he's transgressing the prohibition of looking at a woman because he's not looking at a woman. He's looking at lights. He's looking at a picture. It's the equivalent of looking at a picture of a woman. Yeah. You can't say there's a woman here. For example, if there would be a woman here dressed immodestly, then so long as you could see her, you would not be allowed to make a blessing. You would not be allowed to learn Torah. But if you have a picture of a woman dressed immodestly over there, so I'm allowed to talk Torah. There's no erva over there. There's no uncovered part of a woman. There's a picture of an uncovered part of a woman. So then, technically, there's no woman here. There's no erva. So there is not the biblical prohibition of speaking Torah, the biblical prohibition of making blessings, because there is no erva here. But when one looks at that, or when one even sees certain things, that will cause a certain amount of arousement within him. And that is biblically prohibited. Biblically, not rabbinically. So that is why seeing a movie where a woman is dressed immodestly, or one will come to looking at a woman, is prohibited. It's not that he's looking at a woman. You're right, he's not. It's not that aspect of it. It is the fact that something is happening inside of him. And that doesn't have to be a movie. It could also be certain soundtracks, certain music. And that is our responsibility, that we avoid those situations. You walk into a store and you're in the middle of shopping and suddenly they put on some lurid music, so you have a problem. But but you have to know that you have a problem. Anything that would arouse a person is biblically prohibited. The Torah says you're not allowed to do anything that would cause you to be aroused. So that's the aspect that causes that to be prohibited.